Intro. Welcome. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson. K-Motion Sci-Fi FX. Tighten and arrange with a DJ-friendly structure, focused in the mastering area of drum and bass production. I'll guide you through a stock device workflow to tighten individual Sci-Fi FX, glue them together on a single FX bus, and arrange and export DJ-ready loops and stems with consistent loudness and safe headroom. Everything here uses Ableton Live 12 stock devices and arrangement workflow so you can apply it directly to your projects or to a DJ FX pack. Lesson overview first. A quick overview of what we'll build. You'll create one consolidated FX bus that hosts multiple K-Motion Sci-Fi FX clips. On that bus we'll place a tightening device chain in this order: Utility, EQ8, Transient Shaper, Multiband Dynamics, Glue Compressor, Saturator, Limiter. You'll arrange loops in DJ-friendly 8, 16, and 32 bar sections with locators for queuing, and export two versions per FX set: a punchy DJ mastering version targeting about -6 to -8 LUFS, and a neutral version with more headroom around -10 to -12 LUFS. All exports will be true peak safe. What you will build: quick list by the end, you'll have an FX tightened bus containing multiple K-Motion clips, a tightening chain with the exact stock devices and recommended settings, an arrangement laid out in DJ loop sections with locators, rendered stems and loops exported as 24-bit WAV'd at 48kHz with consistent loudness and safe true peak ceiling. Important note: keep your project tempo set to the track tempo you'll be working with. Drum and bass usually sits around 170 to 175 BPM. That keeps warping consistent. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prep and organization. Start a new Live 12 set and import your K-Motion Sci-Fi FX samples into Arrangement View. For each clip, choose the warp mode that fits. Short FX hits. Use beats. Preserve transients. And disable transient loop. Evolving synths or Dopplers. Use Complex Pro for spectral fidelity or texture for grainy character. If you choose texture, tweak grain size to taste. Name every clip and color code by function: hits, tails, sweeps, impacts, atmos. Use CMD or Control plus R to rename quickly. Step by step. B. Build the FX group and routing. Select the FX tracks and group them with CMD or Control plus G. Rename the group to FX Tightened Bus. Keep any third-party processing on the individual channels if needed, but use the bus for final control. Optionally route all FX channels to a dedicated return track set to pre-fader if you want access to original dry signals. Step by step. C. The tightening chain. Apply to the FX tightened bus. Insert the devices in this order. The order matters. 1. Utility. Use utility to match clip gain first. Trim louder clips by around -3 to -6 dB to equalize perceived loudness before processing. 2. EQ8 start with a high pass filter around 60 to 120 Hz. For D&B effects, you'll often need 80 to 150 Hz depending on content. Use a steep slope like -12 to -24 dB per octave. Make narrow notch cuts with Q between 2 and 6 to tame resonant peaks in the 200 Hz to 6kHz range. Dip 2 to 6 dB as needed. If needed, add a gentle high shelf boost of +1 to +2.5 dB above 8 to 12kHz for sheen. 3. Transient Shaper. Set attack between 0 and 15% to preserve front edges. Reduce sustain by 10 to 30% to shorten long tails and tighten the sound. For long evolving FX, keep the attack slightly lower, so the front transient stays pronounced while the sustain shortens. 4. Multiband Dynamics. Split into 3 bands, low under 200 to 300 Hz, mid between roughly 200 to 300 Hz and 4kHz, and high above 4kHz. Low band. Gentle compression or limiting, ratio about 2:1 to 4:1. Threshold so you get about 1 to 3 dB of reduction on peaks. Mid band, fast attack, medium release to control boxy content, reduce 1 to 4 dB when it hits. High band, minimal leveling or slight expansion to preserve air. Use solo per band while setting threshold so you can focus on problem areas. 5. Glue compressor. Use glue for subtle bus cohesion. Says tack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so transients breathe. Release auto or about 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of RMS, gain reduction on hits and add only minimal makeup gain. 6. Saturator. Use a soft curve like soft sine or analog clip and keep it gentle. Dry slash wet between 10 and 25%, drive around +1 to +3 dB. This adds presence without harshness and helps tame peaks before limiting. 7. Limiter set ceiling to minus 1 dB true peak for export safety. Use look ahead of 1 to 10 milliseconds. Push threshold to reach your loudness target, but be conservative for the neutral version. For the louder DJ master, let the limiter engage on peaks but not constantly. Aim for short peak gain reduction of 1 to 4 dB. Step by step. D. Automate and shape for DJ mixing stereo width automation. Place a utility before the glue so you can automate width per section. Narrow to 60 to 75% for busy intros and widen to around 100% for main effects moments. Tail fades. Use clip fades and volume automation to shorten tails that clash with incoming beats. Consolidate clips after edits. DJ loops. Arrange effects as blocks on the bar grid. Make consistent 8-bar loop units and add locators labeled like FX8B loop A or FX16B loop B. For each section, create one dry loop with minimal processing and one mastered loop with the bus chain engaged. Step by step. E. Loudness targets and exports. You'll do two master passes. Neutral pack. Target integrated LUFS of minus 10 to minus 12. True peak ceiling minus 1 dB TP. DJ ready pack. Target integrated LUFS of minus 6 to minus 8, true peak ceiling minus 1 dB TP. Note that Live Spectrum is not a LUFS meter. If you have Live 12 loudness device, use it. Otherwise, verify loudness with a dedicated LUFS meter or an external tool. Export settings. Render as WAV 48KHZ, 24-bit. Only dither if you export to 16-bit. Export loop regions by setting locators and rendering selections. Export stems such as FX bus wet and FX bus dry, and optionally split band stems like low, mid, and high so DJs can EQ or process further. Step by step. F. Create the DJ pack and metadata. Give files clear names, for example, K-Motion Sci-Fi FX Loop A8B Master 6 LUFS.WAV. Put each loop in a folder with 8, 16, and 32 bar versions plus dry and master variants. Include a simple cue sheet text file listing BPM, bar length, and suggested cue points like cue at bar 1. 8 bar intro, prefer beat match at 0.0 seconds. Common mistakes to avoid: don't high pass so aggressively that you remove essential low content. If you cut below 150 Hz, double check character. Avoid constant heavy limiting that kills transients, that makes FX lose punch. Watch stereo expansion. Extreme widening breaks mono compatibility and can phase cancel on club summing. Don't apply identical processing to all effects. Short hits and long drones need different tightening. Always check warp modes to avoid artifacts, and don't export files with zero headroom. Keep a true peak ceiling of minus 1 dB TP. Pro tips: use utility clip gain before processing to equalize RMS per clip. It makes bus compression predictable. For tails that clash, automate a high cut on the tail or create a separate tail clip to manage. Save your whole tightening chain as a preset named something like FX Titan Master. For targeted transient control, split frequency bands with an audio effect rack and put transient shaper only on mid and high chains so subs stay intact. For Doppler FX, automate utility panning for perceived motion. Keep extremes within plus or minus 40 for safety. When targeting around minus 6 LUFS, aim for limiter gain reduction peaks of roughly 3 to 6 dB instead of heavy 8 to 12 dB compression. Use arrangement locators as cue points. DJs can use these to align loops quickly. Advanced routing and workflow hacks: create frequency split racks to control transients only where needed. Use chain selectors in an FX rack to house alternate versions. Dry, tightened, max master, and switch quickly. Use parallel returns for saturation or compression, so you blend flavor instead of applying it destructively. Map macros. Save the tightening chain as a rack with macros for HP Freak. Transient sustain, multiband low threshold, glue threshold, saturator drive, and limiter threshold. Create macro snapshots like neutral and DJ punch for quick auditioning. Always check mono compatibility with a utility at the end of the chain and toggle mono. If you hear collapses, back off whitening or mid/side EQ adjustments. Use utility phase invert to test cancellations after warping. Dynamic control and transient strategies. Use multiband dynamics like a dynamic EQ, set narrow crossovers for resonances, and use fast attack for notch style taming. If you get pumping, ease attack times or increase release or set release to auto. Use transient shaper before saturation and multiband processing to protect attacks. If saturation still softens attacks, add a parallel transient boost to restore snap without pushing the limiter. When warping long FX, Audition at performance level because low preview volume hides artifacts. If Complex Pro smears, try texture and tweak grain size, or experiment with minimal beats warping. Automation and DJ usability refinements. Automate utility width and track volume for cueable moments and pre-mix low cuts before drops so DJs don't get phase clashes. Place locators at obvious cue points. One bar pre-cues, half bar transients, and a mix-out marker with a minus 6 dB automation for quick dropouts. Export two cue-friendly versions per loop, one clean cue transient at bar 1 and one with the full tail. Loudness workflow efficiency. Instead of rebuilding the project for two loudness versions, duplicate the FX bus and make one FX bus mastered and one FX bus neutral. Put saturator and limiter on the mastered bus and keep only HP and AQ on the neutral bus. Use clip gain and bus makeup for coarse adjustments, then use the limiter to control true peaks. For short loops, measure LUFS over multiple passes or render a few repeats and average readings to avoid overshooting targets. Export and metadata best practices. Embed BPM, bars, and LUFS in filenames, and include a JSON or CSV metadata file listing cue points and mixing notes. For stems, provide a DRY-SUM version, WET bus version, and an optional SUB stem under 200 HC so DJs can layer or kill subs. Troubleshooting quick checks if the limiter shows constant heavy GR, reduce drive and makeup gain, and add transient enhancement rather than pushing the limiter harder. If tails are lost, create a separate tail clip and crossfade. If a set sounds different across systems, check phase, ensure no export normalization, and listen in mono and on a small Bluetooth speaker.